said you wanted to know about that light I saw.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing about your experience.
It was unmuch, really. It was like, you know, like lightning.
Yes.
You know, zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
It was horizontal, zigzag, lit up. Above, it was navy blue, the sky, dark. Below, it was a different colour. It was burgundy, a dark burgundy. And then, how I can describe it, it's like thumb shaped. It came up. It sort of like sat on this horizontal light, and it was orange, glow, but thumb shaped. I couldn't do dumpsies up on the wall here, but it was sort of zigzag.
Right, that's a good analogy, yeah.
And then it stayed there for a while, and then it went back down again. So all you were left were the zigzag again, lit up. And then it came back up again, orange, and then it went again, and left the zigzag line. So I don't know. It wasn't lightning, because lightning is, it just wouldn't stay there, would it? It didn't move.
No. Was there any noise?
Sorry?
Was there any noise along with this?
Well, we didn't go outside, didn't hear anything, no.
No, so that rules out lightning, because you would have expected thunder to come along with that.
Well, lightning sort of comes in the sky and then sort of disappears, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
This didn't disappear. We stood there watching it for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to bed, because it wasn't coming up again. It was just a zigzag line.
Right. Oh, and if you don't mind me asking, whereabouts in the country is this? What area?
We live in northwest Blackburn.
In Blackburn, okay. Mm-hmm. And have you ever experienced anything like this before?
No, never seen anything like that. No. I mean, it could be a simple explanation for it, but I can't think what it was.
It's interesting that you say that there was this zigzag of light that looked like lightning, but it lingered, and then this orb that sort of came to rest on it, and it was up and down.
We only saw it. It came up, then went back down, or disappeared. Whether it went back down again, disappeared, and then it came again, and then disappeared. Then we didn't see it again. But it didn't move. It didn't. If it's like a plane, or it moves, doesn't it? It doesn't stay in the same position. This sort of stayed in the same position. At first, I thought it was firework.
Right.
But it didn't go away. I mean, fireworks just go away, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it was.
Now, if I can just be a skeptic for a moment, which I'm not normally, but what about one of these quadcopters or drones? Do you think it could have been one of those, maybe?
I have no idea. I don't know what they look like.
The small model helicopters with lights on them sometimes. People can maybe fly those at night.
Well, wouldn't it move?
Yes, exactly. That's why, I know that anybody listening to this might think, oh, well, you know, it's maybe just a model, a toy, or an aircraft or something like that. But for your description kind of rules that out straight away, because of the description you gave of the motion and the fact that it's not just you that's seen it, is it?
Yeah, I thought at first it could have been a Chinese lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it was sort of like moved behind the cloud when it disappeared. I don't know.
But once again, they are in constant motion because they're carried by the breeze and by air currents. So their impact, they're affected by the air currents. And this didn't seem to be.
It didn't seem to move. It just seemed. It was across the road, over the top of the houses.
Mm-hmm.
and it didn't seem, it was sort of, I mean, it may have moved slowly sort of thing, but it didn't seem to, we stood there watching it, and it seemed to be in the same position, so I don't know.
Did you get any video footage of this at all? No, nothing, not on a phone or anything like that?
No.
Are there any military bases near you?
There's Fullwood, Preston. Mm-hmm. Fullwood Barracks, but I don't think there's no air force, I don't think.
No. So, in your heart of heart, what do you believe that you saw?
I don't know. I really don't know. No. I mean, I'm sort of reluctant to say it was something out of space, you know, something. I don't know. It's probably a simple explanation for it. But what? I don't know.
Now, you see, a lot of these things we try and rationally explain to ourselves. And sometimes it is best, and it is possible sometimes to try and rule out the what you might think is the impossible. Could this have been something extraterrestrial?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm more inclined, think there's an explanation for it, although what?
And what effect has this had on you?
None, really.
No.
Sort of like, I thought perhaps if it, you know, there was something, somebody else would have seen it, but there's nothing in the paper or anything like that. So
you've not reported this to the police or to the authorities or anything like that?
Oh, no.
That's an absolutely fascinating story that something like this would appear over an urban area, and we hear stories and we see images from around the world, but when it's happening on your own doorstep, I mean, do you look at stuff on YouTube? Or have you seen the recent lights in the sky over say Russia, or the stuff that's been seen over North America and Canada? There's been lots of sightings like that.
No, I'm not really interested. So it was just something that was, it was just there in the sky,
Yeah.
I didn't think it was something from outer space or anything like that. It's just, I just thought there'd be an explanation for it.
I'm sure there is a very good explanation for it, but what that could be, I don't know. The reason that I was interested to hear your story is because I've spoken to several people who've had similar encounters, and some of them quite dramatic, and some of them quite what's the best word to describe it? Some of them quite close and personal. And and your story, when Ian initially mentioned it to me, sounded very familiar, which is why I was very keen to hear from you, because these mysterious lights in the sky, and I'm intrigued by this horizontal zigzag you describe. What, did that appear first?
Yes. We were going to bed, and I looked out of the landing window, and I just saw a horizontal zigzag line. And at first, I thought it was lightning,
right?
But horizontal and not vertical. I mean,
yeah, because sometimes you get sheet lightning that's just up in the clouds, don't you? And that can maybe jump left to right.
Well, that just sort of disappears, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So we watched it for about 10 minutes, and it didn't go anywhere. But like I say, this orange thumb shape object, sort of. I mean, it couldn't have been. No, a moon wouldn't be orange, would it? No, it was a moon. It was thumb shape.
Okay.
That came after, and then went again. I mean, it could have gone and come again, but we went to bed.
Right.
We've been washing every 10 minutes, you know, and it disappeared, I think, about an hour later. Wasn't there an hour later, so how long it actually stayed in the sky, I don't know.
Okay. And what are your husband's thoughts on this? What's he said?
Well, I don't know. He just saw the same thing as I did.
Right.
Because he'd already gone to bed, and I told him to come and have a look, and he looked, and like I say, we watched it, and it disappeared.
That's absolutely fascinating. If you ever see anything like this again, would you talk to me again about it?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's Anderton.
This is Anderton. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Is Ian Bye-bye. There at all?
Yeah, Callum.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, it just sounded interesting what they saw, so I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, yeah, no, you do right. As I've just said to Mrs. Anderton, what she described sounds very similar to experiences that I've had described to me before by various people who've had maybe closer and more intimate experiences. So, but the details of it are absolutely fascinating, brilliant.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, well, that's what I thought when they were telling me, they were interesting.
Mm. What do you think?
I remember you mentioned stuff.
What do you think?
No idea. It sounded unusual.
Mm.
And when I looked online at those sort of things, there were quite a few mentioned that you said similar sightings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I was saying, I noticed last week we had a couple of Chinooks flying about. Maybe they're looking for it.
Hey, you never know.
They keep flying over here every night. I've seen them about 3 or 4 times flying over here.
Yeah. Being ex-Air Force as well, as you know, I've heard a lot of these stories before, which is why when you said that this lady had had this experience, it was, right, great, let's get this one down on tape. So thanks for the heads up on that.
You're welcome, Al.
And anything at all that you see again or anything else that you want to have a chat about, I'm fascinated in that water boost.
Well, yeah, I like to follow his thing. It's quite interesting.
So, what water boost, you may ask? Well, there's only one way to find out. Listen in to the next part where I talk to Ian about water boost.